Welcome to the Good Fight Radio Show with pastor and author Joe Schimmel, bringing you vital and uncompromised truths that you will not hear in the mainstream media, discussing contemporary issues in light of the Bible and how these issues relate to family, culture, and the church. The heart of the show is to glorify Jesus Christ and expose the works of darkness as he commanded in Ephesians 5:11. God states in his word that he would rise up ministries in the last days to do mighty exploits that would turn many to righteousness. Now here with vital insights from God's word is pastor and author Joe Schimmel.
Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Good Fight Radio Show, the fastest and one of the most informative radio shows you'll ever hear. Here we're going to just jump right in. I want to talk about something that's really been on my heart, really bugging me. I think it's bothering a lot of people. And that is how Phil Robertson, I don't know the man. I caught a little pieces of their show here and there in the past. Duck Dynasty, the most popular and successful show in cable history. And this guy just got basically fired, suspended from the show because he was asked his views by GQ magazine as to what sins were harming America. And he listed all kinds of sins, greed, all kinds of different things, but he also mentioned homosexuality. And for that, for giving his viewpoint, you know, he was basically suspended, virtually fired from this program. And it's outrageous because just the double standard that you see in the media. It's like this huge white elephant is in the room, you know, this huge hypocrisy among elitists, among the far left, the liberals, just, you know, ridiculing Christianity through so many television shows and celebrating all kinds of deviant sexual behavior. And then this guy is simply, you know, off the air, asked his view by GQ magazine as to what, you know, what are the sins of America. And he lists one of them, one that is believed by not only the Christians, the Christian faith, but pretty much every world religion. You know, almost all human beings, the majority of human beings on the earth, believe homosexuality is detrimental, it's destructive, or sinful. And he gives his viewpoint, and he's canned. That says a whole lot, folks, about the power in the media toward, you know, deviant behavior and toward sin. And who's ultimately in control? I mean, you know, there's well over 50% of America claims to be Christian. I don't believe that many are actually Christians. 2 to 3%, you know, claim to be homosexual in our country. Yet Christianity is lampooned throughout the media. And when a Christian gives his view off the air, even, he's canned for just having a viewpoint. I want to talk about that double standard a little bit. And I want to talk about, you know, homosexuality. And this is a two-part series because I can't fit all this in the fastest radio program on the air because there's so much we want to talk about. But it's interesting because Phil Robertson already had a claim to fame long before Duck Dynasty. He was pretty renowned in regard to selling duck calls and in the area of hunting, of course. And that's how the dynasty, you know, started and what have you. However, he was popular in years ago. In fact, he was at Louisiana Tech as a star football player compared to Terry Bradshaw. In fact, most people don't realize that Robertson was a football star and NFL Hall of Famer Terry Bradshaw, who won multiple Super Bowls with the Pittsburgh Steelers. He told The Tonight Show, Jay Leno, The Tonight Show, that Louisiana Tech, quote, that guy with that beard, speaking of Phil Robertson, kept me on the bench for 2 years. End quote, because he said it was crazy because he would come in with, you know, with tennis shoes, with you know, no socks and tatted jeans and a t-shirt with duck guts and feathers all over him. And he'd come in late to practices in the games, but I was his backup because he was that good. I couldn't become the starter for 2 years. Well, Terry said that, you know, they met again and later on and that Robertson said, you know, we both became really successful. Chased, you know, what my dream was hunting and you became a football player and we both became really successful. And then, of course, the Duck Dynasty show starts and this man, Phil Robertson, I don't know where he's totally at. I can only go by what the gentleman says, but he affirms a strong faith in Christ and God's, you know, moral law, God's word and what God teaches us is right and wrong. And he's getting a lot of flack from it in pop culture, the popular media. Most Americans would agree with him. However, that's not the way it goes down with the power elite and the mainstream media because as we know, the scriptures say we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world. It's a spiritual war that's actually going on. Now, it's interesting because the far left is all about tolerance, you know, aren't they? We're supposed to be so tolerant of one another and tolerant of each other's behavior and tolerant of, you know, people's views and what have you. However, when you don't agree with the far left 100% of the time, then they want to suspend your right to speak. It's funny, they whenever somebody has a viewpoint that's contrary to theirs in regard to homosexuality, or they speak strongly against killing babies in the womb, because most of those on the far left are all for killing babies in the womb, just plain murder, folks. And when you oppose their views, they want to silence you. That's not tolerance, folks. That's called a double standard. And it's actually sickening. It breaks my heart in a million pieces when you think about how ridiculous this world is, and that people just accept it. And they, you know, and I'm not, you know, I'm going to talk about what are we to do as Christians. But Robertson compared the male anatomy to the female's anatomy and said, hey, a male and a female are compatible together and what have you. And, you know, he said it in some pretty crude terms, but he's a pretty blunt guy. And you don't have to have a biology class to see that male and females are made differently, that they complement each other. When a male and a female are together, it brings forth a beautiful child. That's the fruit of what God's called us to do as husband and wife, and to be fruitful and multiply. When two males are together, it doesn't produce life, folks. In fact, more often than not, it produces death. In fact, the mortality rate among homosexuals is just around 40 years of age. That's hard. Heartbreaking. If we really love people that engage in adultery or homosexuality or drunkenness or anything that's destructive, if we love them, we encourage them to turn from those things if we really love them. If we don't love them, we act like it's all okay. We pat them on the back as they ride the road to AIDS and then death or something of that nature. And it's absolutely heartbreaking. Who really loves, you know, if you truly love people, you warn them. I've encouraged, I've counseled, I've ministered to people caught up in homosexuality throughout the years. And I've seen beautiful fruit. I've seen wonderful things happen as people put their faith in Jesus Christ and he changes lives. And there are a number of people who've come out of that lifestyle, just as there are a number of people who no longer are fornicating or committing adultery and what have you. And we praise God that he loves everyone. Everybody's created in his image. For God so loved the world, Jesus said. Even the rich young ruler that rejected Jesus Christ, said Jesus looked upon him and loved him. Yet this man turned away from Jesus because he had great wealth and didn't want to surrender himself to Jesus. God loves everybody, and he wills that none would perish, but that all would come to repentance. And he has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. However, at the same time, because he loves us, he doesn't want to leave us in our sin and allow us to destroy ourselves and be separated from him forever. And I praise God that Phil Robertson, you know, took a stand and spoke out. But the hypocrisy in the media is so blatant. In fact, if you deny there's hypocrisy there, and that you just speak your view and your opinion on something and you're canned, I mean, even a homosexual writer, a leader among the homosexual community, a man by the name of Brandon Ambrosino, a leader in the gay community, was honest enough to admit that gays and liberals are the ones that are showing intolerance here. In fact, I quote from an article he wrote. He says this, quote, "Why is our go-to political strategy for beating our opponents to silence them? Why do we dismiss rather than engage them?" And he also stated, quote, "The Duck Dynasty fiasco says more about our bigotry than Phil Robertson's thoughts about homosexuality." Did you hear that? This is a gay leader. He said, "The Duck Dynasty fiasco says more about our bigotry than Phil Robertson's thoughts about homosexuality." Who are the real bigots here? Homosexuals have views about sexuality. You know, are they bigots because they disagree with, say, for instance, a man marrying his brother? Should that be legalized? Or is that bigotry if you're against that? Is it bigotry if you're against a man being with children? A lot of homosexuals would say that that's wrong. Is that bigotry? Is it bigotry to be a polygamist, to be against polygamy? Obviously, people have moral standards. They may differ, and God's view of what is right and wrong is none that really counts here. But my point is this, is everybody has some kind of view. And if you say your view, all of a sudden you're chastened because you're not politically correct in your silence. And here, a gay leader writes that the Duck Dynasty fiasco says more about our bigotry, that is gays and liberals, than Phil Robertson's thoughts about homosexuality. This is repugnant, folks. This is just grotesque on its face, that people would be able to lose their right to speak or lose their ability to be, you know, in a popular television show simply because they gave their view on what everybody considered just a few years ago to be sexually deviant. And it shows you how fast the world's changing, folks. It shows us, just as Jesus said in the last days, it would be like the days of Lot in Sodom and Gomorrah when men were with men and what have you. And Jesus predicted that this would happen. Now, it's also interesting that not only was he fired, but Robertson already had taken a stand. He was already told that he needed to keep it down, that they needed to shut up about Jesus, or they didn't want to. A&E, that is the network that airs the most popular cable program of all time. According to him, according to Phil Robertson, they wanted to cut out the name of Jesus from the Duck Dynasty's family prayers at the end of the show. And Robertson stated that he told producers that, hey, the very date that we're discussing, of, you know, cutting out the name of Jesus, he goes, is centered around the birth of Christ, you know, the way we count our calendar. And Robertson explained, quote, I said, you Hollywood cats are counting time by Jesus just like I am. I would think that out of all the people who walk planet Earth, if we've all decided in America to count time by just one of them, Jesus of Galilee, I don't think it hurts to throw his name there from time to time. So then he says, so I notice now every once in a while they're leaving it in there. So they were cutting it out, he's implying as well, but they were also leaving it in because he was going to go bye-bye if he couldn't use the name of Jesus. So it's important to know that there was already an Antichrist spirit hovering over the show with the producers, editors, or whatever, whoever was making those types of decisions. And it's interesting, he said he had to wage a spiritual warfare, Phil Robertson did, just to keep the name of Jesus and be true to who they were as professing Christians. Now, it's interesting that Robertson also pointed out that the network had, quote, inserted fake bleeps, like someone had used profanity, but no one had used profanity. So the show wanted to give it an edge, you know, the producers or director or what have you, and, you know, put bleeps where there ought not, according to Phil Robertson, have been any bleeps, just to make it look like these guys were cussing, or maybe make it look like they're hypocrites. You know, okay, if you use the name of Jesus, we're gonna make it look like you guys are, you know, are cussing and everything else as well. So there's some problems already with the leadership there that was running the show. But it's interesting, Robertson said this, so they would just have me saying, thank you, Lord, for the food. Thank you for loving us, amen. And Robertson went on to say, so I said, why would you cut out in Jesus's name? They said, well, those editors are probably doing that. They just think that they don't want to offend some of the Muslims or something. No, folks, it's not just about not offending Muslims, okay? Do we tell Muslims, hey, I want you to take off your burqa, you know, because you're offending me, you know? It's not that it just offended Muslims. In fact, it's actually because many on the left, many in the far left who espouse anti-biblical philosophies, spiritually bankrupt ideologies, hate the name of Jesus. They hate the name of Jesus because, you see, Jesus, that's for a couple reasons. The Bible says that that Satan is a prince in the power of the air, okay? He's a spirit that is working through the children of disobedience. It says this in Philippians chapter 2. So it's no wonder that there's an Antichrist spirit in the world. In fact, that's why people use Jesus as a cuss word more. They don't say, oh, Buddha, or oh, Muhammad, or oh, Allah, when they hit their hand with a hammer. They say, oh, Jesus, and, you know, and it's heartbreaking. It's because there's a spirit there they're not even aware of, most people. And there's another reason. It's because people want to be their own little gods. They want to run their own little universe. They don't want Jesus to come between them and pretending that they're God and they're the ones that make up their own rules and they call the shots. But ultimately, they're going to face God for judgment for eternity. Don't forget, folks. I mean, this is Christmas season. And it's interesting because it was after the first Christmas that Herod, King Herod, tried to put Jesus to death by killing all the babies under 2 years old. Why? Because he didn't want a rival king to his throne. And later, people were yelling, crucify him, led by Pharisees, who Jesus said would not have him reign over them. You see, and that's the same reason today that so many people don't want anything to do with Jesus, because they want to be their own little gods and pretend that they're Jesus. And they don't want him to rule over them. That's the root of it, folks. And that's why people hate Jesus. And that's why they hate Christians, because they see people that are seeking to submit to Jesus and follow his rule. And obviously, there's people who caused non-believers to hate Christianity because they live hypocritical lives, but then they're not really Christians. They're the non-Christians that claim Jesus. We're all about the Jesus of the Bible and truly and sincerely following him and being sincere to him and his word. Well, folks, I'll see you on the next side of this break. It's only 30 seconds, so don't touch your dial. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Good Fight Radio Show with pastor and author Joe Schimmel. discussing contemporary issues in light of the Bible and how they relate to family, culture, and the church. If you'd like to learn more about our life-changing resources, such as They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll and The Submerging Church, check out our website at goodfightradio.org.
Praise the Lord, folks. We're back with the Good Fight Radio program. We've been discussing the whole blow-up over Phil Robertson's Duck Dynasty, the biggest cable show ever on cable, and how he got canned, basically suspended, because he answered a question about his views on what sins were hurting America. He listed several sins. Well, because he expressed his biblical viewpoint, he was canned. Absolutely amazing. But one of the things that amazes me about that is people are so blind to the double standard. It doesn't amaze me that he was canned. That doesn't really shock me. What really amazes me is that he was canned, but that people think there's no moral disparity here. There's no uneven-handedness here. And the first half of the show, I talked a lot about how I even quoted a gay leader who says, it's the gays that are being the bigots here. It's us that are showing our bigotry because, you know, we're trying to silence a guy's viewpoint. And it's interesting to me because you can celebrate all kinds of evil on television today and in the movies and what have you. But if you bring up a moral standard, then you're the evil one. And that's exactly what the Bible speaks of. It says, it speaks of how, you know, of the time when they'll call good evil and they'll call evil good, and they'll put light for darkness and darkness for light and bitterness for sweetness, sweetness for bitterness. And that happened in the Old Testament, but it says it'd be like that again. And certainly we're in those days right now. But another thing that shocks me a little bit is that Christians are, that this came out of left field for so many Christians, that we'd be persecuted, that we'd be treated this way. But what kind of surprises me is that so many Christians don't realize that, hey, Satan is the god of this world system. The Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians 4:4 that the god of this world has blinded the minds of those that believe not, lest the light of Jesus Christ, the image of God, should shine unto them. And we're wrestling not against flesh and blood, folks, but Satan is the god of this fallen wicked world. The rulers, the demons are called the rulers of the darkness of this world. That's why pornography, that's why abortion, that's why these things are exalted as though they're good things in our present society. But it's interesting, folks, because the scriptures tell us that we're not supposed to be shocked. We're not supposed to be surprised. You know, we should have moral outrage that this is happening. So, but at the same time, we should realize, hey, the Bible says this would happen. In fact, Paul says in Galatians 4:16, am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? We'll become people's enemies because we stand for what's right, because we stand for what's truth. If you stand up and say, hey, it's wrong to murder babies, it's wrong to murder innocent babies, you're going to become the enemy of millions of people who feel that it's a woman's right and a father's right to snuff out their little child in the womb. No, our right stops at the nose of another person. I don't have the right to cut someone's head off. I don't have the right to snuff out a little baby. But that's what's going on, folks, here, is that, you know, the world's blind to the gospel. In fact, it says in 1 Corinthians 1:18, for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Jesus warned that we would be persecuted just like he was persecuted. In fact, it says in John chapter 15, verse 18, 19, Jesus said, if the world hated you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I've chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Folks, understand that if we're not getting persecuted at all and the world just loves us, it's because we're of the world. We're doing the same thing they're doing. In fact, Paul said the last days, terrible times would come in 2 Timothy chapter 3. He said, men will be lovers of self. And he went on. And then he also said in verse 12, all those who live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. So if you're going to seek to live a godly life and obey Jesus, you're going to be persecuted. However, if you compromise, you try to meld with the world and you adopt their belief systems and you feign that, hey, everything's okay. It's okay to butcher babies. It's okay for men to be with men and have sex with other men and what have you. Well, then the world's going to love you. But guess what? You can't be a servant of Christ and reject, Jesus' teaching at the same time and follow the world's teaching. In fact, Paul said, if I feared men, you know, I'd no longer be a servant of Christ. If he was a servant of men, he wouldn't be a servant of Christ. So we have to choose which side we're going to be on. In fact, the scriptures tell us what our response should be when we're persecuted. Jesus said, blessed are you when all men say all kinds of vile things against you and persecute you and do evil against you falsely. And he said, for my sake, there it is, for his sake, his name. He said, rejoice and be exceedingly happy, for great is your reward in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets which were before you. Jesus said in Luke chapter 6, verse 22 and following, blessed are you when men shall hate you And when they shall separate you from their company and shall reproach you and cast your name as evil, as they're doing to Phil Robertson right now, for the Son of Man's sake, rejoice you in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in like manner did their fathers unto the prophets, end quote. Folks, the early Christians considered it a joy to suffer for Christ. In fact, we're told in the scriptures that they were persecuted in Acts 5 and strictly charged not to teach in his name, that is in the name of Jesus. And then we read in the scripture, it goes on to say in Acts 5, and when they had called in the apostles, they beat them and charged them not to speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. Now, what did they do? Did they complain and say, I can't believe it, I'm serving Jesus, and he's allowing me to be beaten? No, it says, then they left the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer dishonor for the name. There is, again, the name of Jesus, the name that's gotten Phil Robertson in trouble, and that he sought to cut out of his prayers. And every day in the temple and from house to house, they did not cease teaching and preaching that the Christ is Jesus. Hey, folks, they didn't leave out the name of Jesus. In fact, what are we doing for the name of Jesus? We call ourselves Christians. Are we sharing Jesus with others? Are we buckling to the persecution? Are we loving the pleasures of this world more than God and therefore not even serving him anymore but calling ourselves Christians? We have to examine ourselves and say, hey, are we in the faith? Do we even live for Jesus? Do we even lift up the name of Jesus in the way we live and who we talk to and how we share? We shouldn't be shocked when we're persecuted. 1 Peter 4:12 says, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing has happened to you. You see, in the first century, God was considered, through Peter, that believers would think it's shocking that we'd be persecuted. That's part of the deal. As Jesus said, I quoted earlier, if they persecuted him, the master, how much more are they going to persecute us? They didn't like Jesus. They hated Jesus. They crucified him because he stood for the truth, because he revealed himself as the truth, as the Messiah, the one that they had to submit to, and they didn't want to submit to him. And they resent us because we represent Jesus, and they want to be their own gods. That's what it comes down to, folks. People want to be their own gods. They want to make up their own morals. They want to say, okay, hey, you know, bestiality is wrong, you know, child molestation's wrong, but hey, we can accept, you know, homosexuality is okay. Based on whose word? You know, is that based on just how you feel? We don't go by what we feel. That's why we have serial killers, because they go up by how they feel. We don't just make up morality as we go. God's given us morality. He's given it to us in his word. He's given us consciences that bear witness of his word. Of course, we can sear our consciences and reject his word and, you know, go astray. And that's what most of the world's done. And it's heartbreaking indeed. But we cannot turn to the left or the right. We need to stand with Jesus and stand for his name. So folks, praise God that there are people out there like Phil Robertson who are in the limelight, who take a stand for Jesus and his name and declare what's right biblically. We shouldn't be shocked that's happened. We should be morally outraged. In fact, if we're not outraged at sin running rampant, if we're not hurting our hearts, we got to say, hey, how close am I to Jesus, you know? However, we shouldn't be shocked it's happening, because the Bible does say, all who live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. The good news is that Jesus is coming back. He is the rightful heir of the throne. He will establish his reign at his second coming when he comes to defeat the Antichrist and set up his kingdom. And praise God, the Bible says that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. What an irony. Even those in hell who hated the name of Jesus will be bowing down, confessing Jesus as Lord. Well, folks, I want to thank you for joining us. I want to encourage you to press on to know the Lord and to make him known. And we just pray that the Lord will bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, and give you his shalom. Peace.
You've been listening to Pastor and author Joe Schimmel on the Good Fight Radio Show. To learn more about Good Fight Ministries, please visit goodfightradio.org, where we feature many eye-popping and life-changing resources on DVD and CD, as well as an archive of previously aired shows. You can visit our podcast page at goodfightradio.org to find many of Pastor Joe's full Sunday morning teachings. If you've been blessed by this show and would like to share this blessing with others, you can help support our ministry by visiting our donate page also at goodfightradio.org. Or you can write to us at P.O. Box 2202, Simi Valley, California, 93062. Or call us toll-free at 1-866-JC-TRUTH. That's 1-866-528-7884. We thank you for tuning in. Join us next time on the Good Fight Radio Show.
Love life, it comes down to just one thing.